Fasten your chin strap and get ready for the snack. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is ready to go. These sports animals, VFL QB, is ready to give you the insight and analysis that no one else in Tennessee radio can. Get in Eric's headset by calling 656-9900. 656-9900. The Eric Ainge Show with Brian Rice is headed your way right now.
Hey, welcome into the Eric Ainge Show. It's Valentine's Day, and Brian Rice and I, big Valentine buddies today, we're going to be out here at Rusty Wallace Honda. We'll be here at I-75 and Callahan Drive until 12 o'clock today. Hope everyone's having a good start to their Valentine's Day. Brian, how was the morning for you?
It was fine.
Normal? No, yeah, just another day?
Yeah, got the car. And
drove here?
Over.
Yeah, okay.
Went and got gas across the street.
So we had one of my Valentines for the day, Ramsey, my 9-month-old. She decided to wake up at 3 o'clock again for the third straight night.
She wants you to be like on a morning show or something.
But my beautiful wife, who is one of my other Valentines today, she woke up and just stayed awake with her, and then did the kids' Valentines and made their boxes for their Valentines and did everything and cleaned the house and made us breakfast and.
It's been a good morning for you.
What a mom Valentine's Day, though. I mean, like, literally, she and I don't have anything planned for her. I'm going to buy her stools. She wants stools. So I'm going to buy her some stools.
Okay.
But that's what she wants. Maybe I'll give her time to take a nap.
We did Valentine's Day dinner last night. Since it's Friday night,
It's Valentine's Day, dude. If you haven't had you got to have a reservation, yeah, and most places don't even take them.
No, we go to Altruda's every year, not a paid endorsement, and last year...
I don't even know what that is. What is that place?
It's on Cedar Bluff. It's Kingston Pike and next to Jason's.
What kind of food?
Delicious.
Italian.
Okay.
It's the best Italian.
I mean, oh, really?
Again, not a paid endorsement, but
wife loves Italian.
But it's the best. And we go there every Valentine's Day. And last year we had to go a couple days early because I was going to be gone on Valentine's Day with softball. But we had to go later because I had to do the TV show that night. Remember when that was a thing?
Oh, yeah. We used to do that.
And we had to wait for like an hour. And so we decided that we weren't going to wait forever. We were going to go last night. We still had to wait like 20 minutes. But it was amazing. I got her a cake from Ham and Goodies, which, by the way, is the sweet deal of the week. Sports 991 thesportsanimal.com. You can get a sweet deal to Ham and Goodies for
like right now, probably.
Yeah,
right?
Like it just went on sale 9 minutes ago. Went and got her a heart shaped cake because I love red velvet cake and she loves red velvet cake, and so we have a heart shaped red velvet cake. And then tonight we're just gonna like chill, eat more of the cake, and I don't know, maybe order pizza or something because we weren't getting out in the madness. So we had
a
very nice night last night, not getting out in the madness tonight. Now, the key is, guys out there, it's a great plan. The wife has to be on board because some men want Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day. The day before doesn't count. The day after doesn't count. We got to go the night.
Well, I challenge you if you're the dude. If you're the dude and you have like Valentine's Day weirdness, like that's weird. That's weird to me. But if your significant other does... Then you do what you're told.
Yeah, you got to read the room before you make plans like that.
My wife, she just doesn't like surprises, man. If I surprised her with something, she would be like, it'd be like surprising you with something. It would be the equivalent.
Not a surprise.
Like my wife doesn't get as physically obvious that like the anxiety of change is happening. But like for those of you that don't know, like. I've done it on purpose, too, and I actually felt guilty early. Early in the show, I felt guilty about this because I would do it every once in a while, and you would let it happen, like on the show. Like, I just totally changed directions of the entire show, and your hands, like, move.
Well, some days I'm okay with it. Like if it's a day where there's not something huge planned out, I don't care. But if it's like something that we've actually like talked about, worked hard
even
on,
then,
all that,
though, even then though, even then though, if I would have yesterday, if I would have been the one that changed it up like that and said, "Boom, we're going to do this," you would have had a hard time with it. It's not a bad thing.
2 days in a row, we've done it though. 2 days in a row,
you've gotten a lot better, and I've gotten a lot better at just being okay with a plan and going with a 3-hour plan.
Yeah,
It's we're good for each other. Tour. We're good for each other.
Let's see what's on today's 3-hour tour on the game plan.
No quarterback goes into battle without a game plan. The Eric Ainge Show looks to the sideline to kick off the drive every day with the game plan. The game plan is laid out by 42nd Street. Visit 42SD.com today.
All right. The Astros, Eric Ainge spoke yesterday. They spoke right during the end of our show. And so I went back and listened to it just in case I was misreading the quotes or something like that. You know, sometimes the best strategy is to just say nothing.
If you're going to do what they did.
Whoo.
Hide, run and hide.
I think it's so worth
conversation. I can't wait for it.
The Major League Baseball, staying on Major League Baseball for a moment, announced some rule changes that are going into effect this year. We're making some major rule changes, and by the way, they go into effect with spring training games that start next week.
That's crazy to me that baseball starts today. Softball's already started.
Yeah.
You can buy beer at UT baseball games.
You'll be able to buy beer at UT softball games, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will be able to. That's awesome.
They haven't officially announced anything, but you could buy it at soccer and volleyball, so softball's not going to be the only one. And we played a couple places last year where they sold beer.
Entertainment.
Some of our parents were
a little more vocal.
Leading the beer line.
That's okay.
It's not a shot at any of them.
No, heck no.
Because I know a lot of them listen to the show now.
It
made it a lot more fun.
If you can drink responsibly, by all means, drink away.
You know what's going to help the early season tournament at Coastal Carolina? Beer. And it did. So, we're going to rank later on in the show the 9 NFL free agent quarterbacks that have been NFL starters. Not all of them were necessarily NFL starters this year, but most of them were. Also, The Athletic had a story yesterday. You know, we talk every year about there's always a team or two in the top 10 that doesn't finish in the AP top 25. The title of their story was Seasons from Hell. What went wrong for 2019's preseason top 25 busts? So we're going to look back at some of those teams that busted this past year as well. Tennessee, South Carolina is tomorrow, the XFL week 2. We're going to talk with Chad here at Rusty Wallace Honda because that's where we are today. All of that and more on the Eric Ainge Show, and that's Game Plan. It's laid out for you by 42nd Street.
That's a fun Valentine's Day show. And, of course, throughout the day, you can give us a call anytime you want to, 656-9900 if you want to join us with whatever we're talking about. And, again, Game Plan laid out by 42nd Street. 42SD.com, it all starts with your business. If you own a business, okay, and you want people to know what your business is, where you are, what kind of industry you work in, and how do you get more customers, and you want your name out there. It's all about branding. Branding is what they say it is. Marketing is what you say it is. You're the business owner. You're marketing your company. You say this. You know, it's Rusty Wallace Honda 2020 upgrade event. You know, that's Chad's, that's their marketing, right? Branding is what you say it is, and branding is often done in numbers, and it's done by what the people do, not what they say. Where we're at today is a great example of that. They have phenomenal branding, phenomenal brand. People say nothing but good things about them. Same with 42nd Street. If you want that to be your business, then get with 42nd Street, 42SD.com.
The Eric Ainge Show rolls on next. We are here at Rusty Wallace Honda. They have a deal so good it's highlighted. It's highlighted. We're telling you what that is coming up on the other side, but over 400 new Hondas, the largest pre-owned selection in the entire area, all at the intersection of Selection, I-75, Callahan Drive in North Knoxville. We're telling you this amazing special coming up on the other side. It's the Eric Ainge Show, FM 99.1, The Sports Animal.
Welcome back to the Eric Ainge Show on the Sports Animal, 656-9900. If you want to join us here live at Rusty Wallace Honda, it is their 2020 upgrade event this weekend only.
This weekend only. You can upgrade your current vehicle for a similar 2020 vehicle at the same or maybe even a lower payment. And this is the part that's highlighted. And during the month of February, this goes all month. take advantage of 3 years of no charge maintenance. That's huge. Three years.
A lot of savings.
3 years of no charge maintenance. Right here at the intersection of selection, Rusty Wallace Honda. Eric, yesterday the Astros spoke about the scandal, the sign stealing, the electronic sign stealing. And I did not think it was possible to make things worse, but like they took a situation that was like now on more of a slow burn, and instead of throwing some water on it or just ignoring it and letting it burn out, they gasolined it.
To me, it was never going away. There's a difference in, I feel like in 2020, we stopped talking about things after they happen a while, but like, it's just as sad to me today that Kobe Bryant and all those people died in a helicopter crash as it was the day it happened.
Yeah.
It doesn't own my day. I don't think about it all day long. But sitting here today, I'm just as embarrassed for the Astros as athletes and as baseball players. And it bothers me to my core just as much today as it did that day. But that, to your point, I mean, if people aren't talking about it every day, then ultimately it does kind of die down. But I think the reason that it's so easy to pour gasoline on it is because people never really get over it. We weren't over it.
Jim Crane, the owner, said, quote, "Our opinion is that this didn't impact the game." Somebody said, "Can you explain what you mean by that?" And he said, quote, "I didn't say it didn't impact the game," unquote. He did. Literally 30 seconds before that.
He was trying to do the, well, I didn't say that. What I said was, well, no, that is what you said. That is why this very professional beat writer or whatever you call him, journalist, asked you to explain your quote comment because you gave it, you said it. You're an idiot, Brian. Well, listen, I didn't say you're an idiot.
I didn't say you're an idiot.
What I said, what, dude? No, you don't get to say what I said was that. That's buzz. I would be. This is why I couldn't do that job asking guys questions like that. Even though it's better, to the journalist did a good job of not interrupting and like letting him dig his own grave.
You would have to interrupt.
I'd go, dude, stop. I don't care who you are or what. Like, you said that it didn't impact the game. Play, recorder, play. Okay, explain that, dude.
He was asked if anybody else should be held responsible because they had to fire their general manager and their manager. Quote, "No, I don't think I should be held accountable," period, unquote.
You just own the team.
Carlos Carrera, their shortstop, said, quote, "It was definitely an advantage." The thing is, the players yesterday were generally honest. They agreed it was an advantage, but they showed no remorse for it at all. That's what bothered me even more than their owner being an idiot, was that they showed absolutely no remorse, absolutely no contrition for it. It's just like, yeah, we did it. We won.
Can't take the trophy from us. That's their, like, literally, that's so.
And when Major League Baseball isn't punishing any of the players, which means they've learned nothing from this. Well, we won't do it again. Oh!
Yeah, you will. That's my biggest problem with the whole thing. So, like, when you have something this bad in sports, and they did it. The NFL did it. Listen, we need that team to be good. No, you don't. No, you don't. I could argue that the New England Patriots have been worse for the NFL than they are good, because they've been involved in so many of the championship games. They have dominated the conversation constantly. The market itself is okay. You know, it's not like it's the Cowboys that have been doing this. It's the New England Patriots. The NFL did really well for a long time without them being relevant whatsoever. Here's the deal. You don't you don't just completely cut their legs out from under them for cheating and videoing, stealing signals. And what did they do later?
They did it again.
Again.
The same thing.
The same thing. You want to know why guys are still getting popped for PEDs and steroids in baseball?
Because they didn't do anything to them.
Because they didn't do anything to them. All they did was tell the guys after they made hundreds of millions of dollars, Roger Clemens, oh, well, you don't get to be in the Hall of Fame, at least for a long time.
Okay.
But you still have a net worth of $148 million. And you played a lot of years of baseball, and you're a wannabe golfer or Bass Pro Fisher now, doing whatever you want. I'd live that life.
I'm watching the McMillions documentary series on HBO. It's about the people that scammed the McDonald's Monopoly game. Fabulous. If you're not watching it, but you have HBO, you should. The FBI didn't go, oh, these people are cheating the McDonald's game. We're going to let them get away with it. But just promise not to do it anymore. No, they busted skulls because that's what you do.
I just don't. The Astros players,
they should the people who admitted taking part in it should be banned for a year without pay, suspended for a year without pay, because you fundamentally interfered with the game. You cheated. You continued cheating when your manager caught you. That's the thing we haven't talked about this at all. Hirsch got fired, but when he found out about it, he went in with a baseball bat and destroyed all the computer stuff. And then they went and set it up again. But
that's the worst part.
They got caught. Their manager said stop. They said no. They kept doing it. And it got so bad that people on other teams were. The whole thing just makes me angry because it goes into not just the sanctity of the game, but the sanctity of all sports.
All sports. Yeah, that's my problem with it. I would never and could never do something like that. I remember Deflategate? I used to.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do that too, dude, in college. Everybody did. But, like, here's the thing. I never deflated balls that I didn't feel like were over deflated. We had a couple officials that if they thought when you turned the balls in, if they were like a hint too not hard enough, they wouldn't just put that little extra air in there. They would go jack them up so much that they were overinflated. And yeah, that's not fair to have to play with that ball either. So we would go and deflate them a little bit. Like, but it all started, it was fairness. I never went in there and went, that's a fair ball. You know what? Let me deflate it to where it's just like such an advantage.
When it's not that you do little things like that. It's when you come up with a whole mechanical system for cheating.
Yeah.
Because that's what the Patriots did. Taking a little air out of the balls isn't a big deal. Having a whole system on how you're going to take air out of the balls is.
Yeah. Having a recorder. Bottom line is anything that requires like conniving, malicious meeting time where you're setting up things and talking about how you're going to cheat the system and cheat the game. That to me is where is it, that's the problem.
Stealing signs is not cheating.
Everybody
coming
had
coming up with a video system to steal signs.
Everyone had guys on every team that took steroids. Not everyone took them, but every team had guys in Major League Baseball that took steroids. One team had an elaborate sign-stealing scheme with buzzers and video and audio and all of these different things. One team did that. That team won a World Series. That team got punished none and then embarrassed themselves when they tried
and
to say sorry for
Altuve,
it.
They ask Altuve about having the buzzer, and he goes, well, that wasn't in the report. There wasn't. No, I didn't do it. No, that's not true. Well, it's not in the report.
No, I know. They don't. They literally don't care at all.
They have gone from being a likable bunch of guys who came up together, team was built the right way, all that.
No, they're losers,
to easily the most hated team in baseball. Altuve is going to get one the ear hole over and over this year.
They're World Series champions, and I respect them significantly less for having won the World Series the way that they did.
Agreed.
I'm just Eric Ainge in East Tennessee, dude. I don't move the needle for Altuve or any of those guys. I mean, come on. But you know what? There's a lot of people much more influential and important than we are, Brian, that feel this exact same way. And that is what bothers me the most about this whole thing. It doesn't seem to bother those guys.
Yeah.
They're selfish.
Everybody in Major League Baseball except those guys. Brian McCann was on that team, and he was asked about it, and he said, I tried to stop it. I should have done more because it wasn't right. It's still not right. It's never going to be right.
Yeah.
That's the way you handle it.
At least he's not there anymore.
Yeah. All right, 656-9900 if you want to join us. More of the Eric Ainge Show's next.
Little chin music never hurt the Astros next year.
Speaking of Major League Baseball, they announced rule changes just 2 weeks before the season. Yeah, no big deal.
We can keep crushing MLB. I'm good to do that for one more second.
It's FM 99.1, the Sports Animal.
It's a Foo Friday on the Eric Ainge Show. It's a Valentine's Day today here on, well, for everybody, but right now, especially me, because I'm looking at the one and only Tom Tunnell ahead of me at Rusty Wallace Honda, Cumulus's finest.
He's got a good Valentine's Day theme. He's got the red shirt and the black sweater vest.
Look at the socks matching the shirt, though. Look at that.
Oh, your socks have got to either match the shirt or the pants.
I mean, really strong showing here by Tom Tunnell today.
I should have worn something red, but I don't like red because of Georgia. Nah.
I got my Sports Animal shirt on. Yeah.
I got a Lady Vols.
I got some Mark Nelson jeans on, too.
Things didn't go great for the Lady Vols last night. But
no, they didn't. Went worse for Major League Baseball, though.
It did. Major League Baseball has announced its changes for this year. We're just going to go ahead and unveil some rule changes that they're going to go into effect next week.
Hit me with them.
The first one is pitchers will now have to face a minimum of 3 hitters before they can be removed. They're basically getting rid of the you can bring in a reliever to face one guy and then a different reliever to face the next guy.
2, 3, 4 are up to bat. It's the bottom of the ninth, and the number 2 hitter is a lefty, and he is hitting 393. What are you going to do? You bring in a left, but he's hitting, 287 against lefties.
Yeah.
You want a lefty to face him, obviously. But now that lefty has to then throw to hitters 3 and 4, and hitters 3 and 4 are both
right-handers.
Right-handers, yep. And they love to mash off-speed lefties. So what are you going to do? It eliminates a big strategy part of the game, but I'm not convinced that, like, if this were how it had always been, I don't think I would sit there and say that that's a rule that needs to change. I think that it's because it's different that this one, like, can say it is a large part of it. Be like telling a football team right before they go, now I bet these teams have known this for a while.
Yeah, these have been proposed, and you thought it was, but there was some thought that they would not go into effect until 2021, and then they said, nope, we're doing it now.
I mean, I would be upset if I were a GM or an owner, because I do think that it makes there are some changes potentially to your bullpen.
Yeah.
That you're going to want to make if you can't do the old school way. You need guys that can. You need more guys that are good against everybody, not like specialist guys. I mean, they literally baseball players that know that teams that are good enough to get to the NLCS or the ALCS year in and year out, they have guys on in their bullpen whose job is to basically face a couple players on the other best team, and they pitch a lot throughout the year, but like that's not why they're on the team. They're on the team because so-and-so can't hit them.
Right.
And now that guy has less value, which I'm okay with. I mean, that's such a specialized – that'd be like having a field goal kicker, an extra point kicker, and then a long field goal kicker.
Yeah.
Like, it's pro sports, man. If you can't face 3 batters, then what are you doing in Major League Baseball?
Next thing, this has to do with rosters. Teams' active rosters being increased from 25 to 26 for the regular season through August 31st. Teams are limited, though, to 13 pitchers. So this is increasing opportunities for position players. It will reduce the pitcher. There didn't used to be rules on how many could be pitchers, how many could be position players. Now it's 13 pitchers, 13 position players, period.
I mean, I think that's Maybe
I don't
a purist
hate that.
Doesn't. You know, I don't hate that either. I mean, I think that's good. You're getting more guys that are bouncing around in AAA ball that may have a chance because you play 162 games, which is a joke still. I mean, that's ridiculous.
In September, the entire 40-man roster used to be available. Now, it will only be 28. Teams will get two additional players, one of which can be a pitcher for games in September and the postseason. The reason behind these is all shortening games. They say that the 40-man roster in September led to longer games as you try to get more guys in, more relievers in, etc. There is now a two-way player designation. A two-way player, someone who both hits and pitches, is now an official designation. This lets them stay on the roster as a position player and pitch in games without counting towards the 13-pitcher limit. But if you designate somebody a two-way player, they have to be that way through the end of the year. This is for players like Otani, the pitcher/hitter,
yeah,
who hasn't pitched in 2 years for the Angels. He is both a starting pitcher and a designated hitter. So he can be both. He doesn't count against your pitchers only.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
I mean, that's only a few players in the league.
Yeah, there's two right now.
But Michael, it was screwing those teams, so it's not anymore.
Michael Lorenzen, of the Reds, is an outfielder/reliever. So there's not a lot of that, but it does change things a little bit.
You shouldn't get penalized as a player or as a franchise for having a guy that's Billy Bat-A enough,
yeah,
to do everything.
But if he can't pitch like he's been out pitching the last year because of Tommy John surgery, he is a pitcher, but he will not count against these new rules,
yeah,
for pitchers. Now the 26th man is now the 27th man because they expanded the roster size. That's the player that you can call up in special circumstances, like playing a doubleheader or a player has paternity leave or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, something if a player had maternity leave. Now, you may ask, how do the pitcher rules affect when a position player comes in to pitch late in games, you know, when it's way out of hand? Well, that's still going to be allowed, but position players that are designated as position players are only allowed to pitch if a game goes to extra innings or if their team is winning or losing by more than 6 runs. During normal circumstances in a 9-inning game, only the team's designated 13 pitchers may pitch.
Hmm.
And the major thing here is the 3-batter minimum. None of these things are the one thing that would actually save time, which is the pitch clock that has been in college and minor league baseball for years now.
Why is that not made major league baseball?
Player Association doesn't like it, despite the fact that now most of the pitchers that are in Major League Baseball have pitched with the clock in either college or minor leagues. Because it's been in college baseball since at least 2012.
Here's the deal. You can't ask baseball players what the baseball rules should be.
Yeah.
Because they would have never changed from when Babe Ruth was out there hitting dingers.
Yeah.
Baseball players are the ones that don't want any change. They want all the control. They want the game to be what they all grew up playing. The reason I'm glad, I like the fact that they're doing all these things. I like the three hitter minimum. I like all that kind of stuff. I hate watching a baseball game and you have one guy come in and they take their sweet time. You know, especially if the other team's like on a rally and doing well, and then the next thing you know, it's pitching change, and you're like, oh my gosh! And you can just it'd be like giving 5-minute timeouts to a football team,
yeah,
before they kick a field goal or before they, you know, they're on a 2-minute drill, and they're feeling good, and the defense goes, hey, we want a 5-minute timeout. Momentum killed.
Yeah, game over.
Yeah, and like that's not what's fun about sports. What's fun about sports is watching the avalanche happen, watching the landslide, watching all the, you know, these things and the emotion and the rawness and realness about sports is what makes us love them. Anything like this that just manufactures pause times, like TV timeouts, I know they're necessary. They are killers for the sport itself.
Yeah.
You have to have them in order for us to watch it all, right? I get it. It's like a commercial break if we're on a roll. You know? It sucks. I know people listening out there, they don't want us to go to break and go to commercial, but we have to if we want to hear any of the other stuff. I get all that. But if we just had manufactured, like, hey, we're on a roll right now, let's...
You're making some really good points, and I just go, oh, we got to go to break.
Yeah, we got to go to break right now.
I just go,
or if
this is the air case.
We don't really have competition. I don't mean that in a bad way, but like there's really not. But like if there was, it'd be like if they could go on there and just go, hey, wait a minute. Let's put a signal timeout for 5 minutes.
Yeah. You got to change over to
something
else. Yeah,
you got to listen to something else for the next 5 minutes.
Well,
come on.
We got to pause here, but please don't change to something else. More of the Air Gain shows next.
Well, don't do that.
We're going to run through the top 10 projected defenses in 2020 in college football next. So we return to Rusty Wallace.
The Astros still suck. This just in.
During the month of February, 3 years of no charge maintenance here at Rusty Wallace Honda, and this weekend only is the 2020 upgrade event. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's not all month. All February, you get the 3 years no charge maintenance.
Yeah.
But this weekend is, which means today and tomorrow for the 2020 upgrade event.
Upgrade event. We'll tell you what that means next on the Eric Haynes Show on the Sports Animal.
Welcome back into the Eric Haynes Show on the Sports Animal. We're brought to you by Mortgage Investors Group. That's MIGOnline.com. Find out more about the state's number one residential home loan lending company. No matter where you're listening, streaming us from Nashville, West Tennessee, the Tri-Cities, Chattanooga, it doesn't matter. MIG's number one in your area. Brian Rice, we are at Rusty Wallace Honda today, number one Honda dealership.
It is the 2020 upgrade event. This weekend only, right here at Rusty Wallace Honda. You can upgrade your current vehicle for a similar 2020 vehicle at the same or maybe even a lower payment. And with that, all month long, you get 3 years of no-charge maintenance. But the upgrade event is this weekend only. The 3 years no-charge maintenance all the month of February right here at the intersection of Selection. I-75 Callahan Drive here in North Knoxville, nearly 400 new Hondas, and the largest pre-owned selection in the entire area, Rusty Wallace Honda.
My boy, I like LSU Matt. LSU Matt is a good guy. He listens to all the shows. He interacts with us. He's funny. He's witty. I really like him. His Astros take, though, is garbage. It's garbage. They're not the only one doing it. Okay, then all of anybody in Major League Baseball doing it is the worst, and I don't respect them. I just don't. It's that simple. Like, I don't. I have a fundamental problem with cheating like that in sports. And I can say that because I didn't do it. I never video stole signs. I didn't do stuff like that. I didn't know that it was happening. Do you know, I would have had a serious problem if I would have known that, like, if Tennessee, what it would have been recording, you know, we couldn't beat Florida. We can't beat Florida. So let's go steal. Like, if we did, like, I would not have been able to be a part of that.
Yeah,
I can honestly get on my high horse, and I can say that I would not have been okay with that. I would not have been on board with that. I think baseball players are the most they want their cake and they want to eat it too.
Yeah,
they want to be in charge of all the rules. They want all this. They want, you know, they want to make sure anytime anything happens, well, it's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal. You know,
it seems to be to all the other players on all the other teams.
Well, I haven't heard that it's been going on everywhere.
No.
I haven't heard that. I mean,
the reaction that you've seen from players in Major League Baseball tells me that this is not normal. No matter how much people want to say, oh, everybody's doing it, the reaction of players says that it's
again,
not.
Again, stealing signs is one of the most important, highly sought-after abilities in all of sports, in every sport, but it's an art to steal them the right way.
Yeah,
you don't get to video them and then try to do it. You can watch the film, but you can't video the signs. I mean, it shouldn't even be an unspoken. It's not an unspoken rule. It's an actual rule.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But like, anyway, I digress.
Did you see that Bill Connelly and his SP Plus rankings with ESPN have Tennessee projected to be a top 10 defense next year?
I mean, think about all the guys they have coming back. If you just go player for player.
No.
They got a bunch of good guys coming back.
The positive for Tennessee is they're number seven. The negative for Tennessee is that they have to play number one Georgia, number six Florida, number eight Alabama.
Yeah. That's why this year's hard because I heard what was the start bench cut today? 7-5, 8-4, 9-3?
Yeah.
But where do you come in on that?
I start 9-3 because I think they get one of those four games they shouldn't. Maybe it's Oklahoma. Maybe it's Florida. So I'm going to start that. I'm going to bench 8-4 because I think that's real likely, and I don't think there's any way they go 7-5.
See, I start 9-3. I bench 8-4, and I cut 7-5 too. But I think that there's a legitimate chance that they could do all three of those things because just like last year, I think that they are going to be within a touchdown favorite of winning or losing probably 10 of their ball games. Everyone's already writing Oklahoma off. I know that they've been good, and I know that they've been in the college football playoffs. So saying that that we should win that game would be crazy. I'm not saying we should win that game. What I'm saying, though, is if you look at all that they're losing and you look at all that we're bringing back and the fact that you get to play them so early, this is a season where drawing Oklahoma in week two, if you're Tennessee, is far better than drawing them in week 12. Because I think there's going to be a lot of things that they're answering still and that they're figuring out. And athletically, with the guys that they lose, I mean, they can't go play decent or bad and beat us. They will have to play good to beat us. I genuinely believe that. And I think that when you get teams like that, we see it every year, teams that you think are going to be great preseason, and maybe they end up all right, but it takes them a little bit to get there. I feel honestly sitting here today, I feel better about our chances to beat Oklahoma than I do Florida.
Yeah. Well, I do too.
You know, but like that's
Oklahoma
the,
has
that's
lost
the hard
a
thing.
Ton.
You could have a top 10, you could have a top 10 defense and a top 25 team preseason and lose to four top 10 football programs and be 8-4.
Yeah.
And that means you won every other game you were supposed to.
All right, we'll come back. 656-9900 if you want to join us. Hour number two of the Eric Haines Show will include a ranking of NFL free agent quarterbacks and a look at what went wrong for some of the teams that failed the most in college football this year. It's FM 99.1, the sports animal.